And welcome back to Out of the Woods. Zach Trajano has a new CD floating around out there somewhere, and I've been pestering him for it. We still don't have it yet, so we're going to play a track from his EP that came out quite a few years ago called Two Lines, and I'll send Zach the playlist and remind him. But anyway, this one's called Already Gone on Out of the Woods.
It's free out on the sea. If I live, I'll tell you what I found. But if I die, don't cry for me. I'd rather float through eternity than try to make my way through solid ground. And I'm already gone. Caught a wind that's blowing for the sun. But if you catch a piece of me that's hanging on, would you look the other way? It's the best thing you can do for me. And if you get out far enough, heard there's times you can't see land at all. The sky below and sky above, up is what the world's made of. Get so you don't know which way to fall. And I'm already gone. Caught a wind that's blowing for the sun. But if you catch a piece of me that's hanging on, would you look the other way? It's the best thing you can do for me.
Cellophane wrapper to a godlike kid by galactic courier. He'd place an order from the back of a comic book he'd read when he should have been in school. He had a project due in his socio-anthro-eco-geo-bio and creationism course that he should have been working on instead of playing games with his gang of omnipotent pals. Project was due in 100,000 years, which can hardly be construed as enough time to populate a planet with intelligent beings who can live in a self-sustaining way. But he saw in the comic book an ad for a planet with a species on the brink of developing intelligence that could be shipped in a cellophane wrapper, and he thought, it's my ticket to an A. Now it might seem to you like 100,000 years is a long time, but if you just consider that the kid with the comic book would see 100,000 years pass like the twinkle of a star. So the kid put the earth on his desk in his bedroom underneath a heat lamp that he kept on a timer. On his walls he had made constellations using stickers that were stars that could glow in the dark. And he worked as a species on the brink of intelligence, grew, found fire, built bombs and exploded them. He cried when he learned the killing was so often interspersed with the praising of his name. So the kid with the comic book turned on the heat lamp, took a magnifying glass from his leftmost cupboard, and he looked to the earth, picked a symbolic bush, and focused and set it on fire. And when the bush was burning, the people got the message, and the leaders agreed to take responsibility and base their actions on accountability and promise that they'd try to get along. So the kid took the earth to his teacher, who looked and saw good work and the room for improvement. Not a bad first try, B plus, and excitement for your many more creations still to come. And now the earth lies wrapped in bubble wrap there on the floor of the closet of the kid with the comic book. His mother checks in every now and then to ensure that things will work out in the end. And so everything will work out in the end.
When your mother sends back all your invitations, and your father to your sister that you're tired of yourself and all your creations, won't you come and see me, Queen Jane? Won't you and see me, Queen Jane. convince you of your pain. Trying to prove that your conclusion should be more drastic. Won't you come see me, Queen Jane? Won't you come see me, Queen Jane?
Out of the Woods, taking that from a sampler for the new Cutting Edge 1965-1966 bootleg series set that just came out, volume 12. How many are there? I have no clue. Far too many. Queen Jane, approximately, take 5, alternate take there for you. We also heard from Scott Cook in there from his new one, Go Long, and The Kid with the Comic Book. And we started you off there, some old stuff from Zach Trajano, going back to his Two Lines EP, and Already Gone. Well, you're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from beautiful central New Hampshire. I'm Chip Calkard. Once again, if you want to get in touch, this is all pre-recorded, but you can get me via email at outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. We're going to play a track now from Chuck Brodsky's most recent one, Telltale Heart. Here's The Vulture's Eye on Out of the Woods. For his gold,
would make my blood run cold. It wasn't him that had to die. Oh, it had to be his vulture's eye. The vulture's eye would never blink. To torment me, sometimes it winks. Felt it follow me around. I faced it once, it stared me down. I'm not mad, how could I be? But I planned it all so perfectly. It was the work of a brilliant mind. That vulture's eye had made go blind. I staked them out for 7 nights with a sliver from my lantern light. That vulture's eye was always closed, so I waited till it was exposed. I killed the eye, cut off its head, its arms and legs when it was dead. I stuffed it underneath floor. Now it can't look at me anymore. I'm not mad, it's just the sound of a suffocated heart that pounds. Don't you hear it pounding too? Isn't it too loud for you? I'm mad, how could I be? I planned it all so perfectly. It was the work of a brilliant mind. That vulture's eye I made go blind. Word never told a lie. I just couldn't stand his vulture's eye. The vulture's eye was a beady little eye. It was always dry, it would never cry. I kinda missed that poor old guy. But it had to die, and I've told you why. I'm not mad, how could I be? I planned it all so perfectly. You asked if I'm the crazy one, but didn't I do what you would have done? Yeah, didn't I do what you would have done?
This is John Shane here. You are listening to Out of the Woods Radio. Lucky you. Thank you.
over, passing up the hill, a guarded castle built on fill. Hordes of rubies on the windowsill and other priceless jewels. Broken glass tops the cement walls. Woe to the trespasser who falls. Best get back to the shopping malls. Oh, woe to would-be fools. Behind a curtain that's made of stone, there is a golden telephone through which his leaden voice is thrown at men who act as tools. The iron gates swing twice a day to send the lackeys on their way. They laugh with glee as they count their pay, but then again, they're fools. To play the game for just one hand is what most of them first had planned. Make some dough and come out tan from this worst of schools. Learn to deceive through caring eyes, to feign to know and sympathize. Campaign to cover corporate lies. It's not hard to deceive fools. The siren smokescreen in the den stays on most nights from 6 to 10, as plastic women and plastic men emerge wet from pools. And in between the football games and age-old plots with different names, the man without a whip he tames the lions into fools. To play the game for just one hand is what most of us first had planned. See the rays and call the man, and then we leave our stools. We learn to bluff and breathe the smoke, to call it sweetness while we choke, to stare into the eyes and joke that none of us are fools. Stand drawer, a shotgun behind the bedroom door. I believe there'd be a use for more. Thank God we make the rules. When your neighbor walks with empty hands, and you're too old to hear the band. And when your kingdom's built on sand, beware of would-be fools. To play the game for just one hand is what most of us first had planned, believing clues can make the man if spun from golden spools. The lions roar and monkeys howl, the players don't know fair from foul, but we never throw the final towel, for everyone our fools.
Had a heart made of gold. It's been scarred and besieged by mold. Love used to cause through the folds, and now I'm tending to the wounds with a polish of dirt and coal. I had some eyes of the finest glass, through which chevrons like to pass, reveal a rainbow in a pool of gas, and then you scrape the land. Blinded me at last. I had some feet that could walk a mile, to see friends and down the aisles. I passed a fad and its shallow styles, but then you walked along, cut a path to exile. Oh, time. had a soul that could bear it all. A friend's death or a love's fall. The sweet kiss and the slow crawl. But then you gathered your stones and tossed me behind a wall. I had hands that could hold a rose. It's soft sand up to my nose. And white petals that inspired prose. But then you stuck me with a thorn. Bloody fist closed. All times, all times, all times, all times. I've been rolling through some halls. Searching for a saving grace to hide me from my own face. I had directions to the wrong place, and on the table there, just an apple and a broken plate. I got a worried and a troubled mind. I stepped out to leave it all behind, and now I seek, but I just can't find what I've been grasping for.
CD jackets is M.R. Palopoulos. Yeah, former guest of ours, and that's from his CD Harvest the Heart and Hard Times. Good stuff. Another former guest of ours, two-time guest, John Shane, from his CD Fools and Fine Ladies, going back to 2001 on that one. We heard Fools. Hard to believe that one's been out that long. Couldn't believe it when I saw the date. And we started off that set there. Chuck Brodsky from Telltale Heart and The Vulture's Eye. Well, we've got a couple more sets for you in this show this week, but we do have one more break to take, so we're going to do that right now and get it out of the way. We'll be right back after this.